fast food that won't break the bank with enough
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cameron and Maddie with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, crucial access to abortion services in Queensland has received support from the Miles government over the weekend. The $20.78 million investment is set to provide more full-time nurses, midwives, social workers and senior medical officers in an effort to make safe abortions happen. Minister for Health and Women, Shannon Fentiman, says it's about time these hard-earned rights are upheld. The funding of between $1 million and $1.6 million for each hospital and health service will see the new specialist positions work closely with patients to navigate their career options and access full-time critical abortion services. Three people have been hospitalised after a devastating fire that destroyed three houses in Brisbane's north on Saturday. According to the Queensland Fire Department, alleged the blaze engulfed four homes was said to likely be caused by a fuel after a resident allegedly tried to fill up a vehicle. Fire crews were called shortly after 2 p.m. on Saturday. Acting Chief Superintendent of the QFD, Douglas May, said that everyone in affected houses were able to escape immediately. Videos from the scene showed the streets lined with emergency crews and two-story houses gutted by fire. Three homes were lost in the blaze and three people were taken to hospital, two of which were firefighters, with one suffering burns to his arm and another one suffering heart conditions. The third man suffered significant injuries. Chief Superintendent May said the blaze was brought under control despite the difficult conditions. In national news, the Australian College of Rural and Remote Medicines celebrates NAIDOC Week with fire kept burning black, loud and proud, is ACRRMS theme for this week. Aiming to recognise Indigenous identity, calls for the amplification of voices and commitment to justice and equality. The ACRRM president, Dr. Halliday, says we are committed to the health care of our First Nations people and ensuring that they have access to high-quality, continuous, comprehensive care that is close to home. The importance of NAIDOC Week will celebrate across the country this week, with many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultural activities and achievements being recognised and celebrated.
The average Australian worker spends more than an hour a day stuck in the rush hour traffic. Commute times nationwide are longer than many European countries, as well as surpassing car-dependent countries such as the United States. Workers averaged a weekly commuting time of roughly 3.7 hours 2 decades ago. This number increased drastically to 4.5 hours in 2017, has been growing since. Dr. Alan Both, from the Australian Urban Observatory, said the urban sprawl in some of the major cities was a large contributing factor to the increase of commuter travel time. Both Booth and explained that there were solutions to ease the traffic and add more public transport in recently built-up suburbs in some of the country's growth areas. He added the lack of efficient transport in the public in these areas and the other and over-relevance of cars contributing factor to these delays. Experts say governments can ease commute times and delays by bolstering new, clean and efficient public transport options. In international news, a recent article from the National Geographic looks at how Mount Everest, the highest peak in the world, is shockingly home to much unwanted rubbish. With a height of 8,850 metres, its journey takes about 2 months and is treacherous. While many, of course, climb Everest for the journey, what they don't expect to find along the way is the amount of rubbish littered along the trails. It's estimated that each individual produces about 18 pounds of rubbish on their journey. As terrible as this is, Mount Everest is thankfully not beyond saving, with the Nepal government already having cleared 11 tons of rubbish from the mountain. This work will continue in the future to ensure the iconic landmark stays clean. For your weather today, Brisbane is 19 with partly cloudy and medium chance of showers and some light winds. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is none and the UV index is expected to reach about 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. Thank you.
You know my favorite color.